question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you from our New York City Broadcast Center for today's Personal Connection segment of the show, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
The reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel, and if you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and get travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it gives you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, it really does. Wherever your next adventure brings you, get the best coverage for your trip at TravelGuard.com, or you can find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
That's right. Well, we've mentioned today that we're just back from spending a week in the San Diego area.
Had a great time.
We really did. Yeah. You're tan. I'm not.
Well,
I do the beach,
Sicilian.
But I sit under the umbrella. Yeah, that's the English and Irish in me. That's okay. Visiting once again a favorite property of ours, the Hotel Del Coronado. While we were there, we sat down with their general manager, Harold Raposa, and here's that interview.
All right. So listen, Harold, Hotel Del Coronado, it's an iconic American hotel. And as of February 19th, celebrating 132 years, I mean, we can't say that a lot in America here for sure. Mary and I, we've enjoyed this place on a number of times, you know, over the years, and also, you know, separately and with our two teenage sons. But as with any 132-year-old property, it was in need of an update. And after the purchase a few years ago and the alignment with Hilton, you're certainly doing that in a major way from everything that we're looking at right now. Share some of the highlights of what's underway.
Sure. You know, we are in an exciting period right now of evolution here at the Del. As you said, 132 years, a hotel that needed some renovation and some work. We're going through an unprecedented $400 million transformation right now of the Del.
Think about that. It's a huge number.
That's a huge investment. We're adding guest rooms. We're adding conference center space. We're adding parking underground, new entrance, and we're renovating all of our guest rooms, food and beverage, retail, spa, and every square inch of this property.
There's nothing not being touched. But yet at the same point, you're operational right now for people that are coming here because you still have a number of guests on property as you're going through this transition.
That's correct. So if we're closing an outlet or we're closing an amenity, we're actually doing a temporary activation somewhere in the hotel so we kind of preserve that experience for our customers and we can mitigate some of the revenue loss for our owners.
So basically it's in phases and it's happening gradually and as we speak, but I don't really feel, I mean, people seem to be walking around, people are on the beach, people are partaking in activities, eating oceanfront, nothing's changed there.
Yeah, this is a three-year project for us. So we started 15 months ago. We have another year and a half to 2 years to go, and we're doing it in phases so we can protect the guest experience and we can continue to operate this magnificent resort.
Well, we're definitely for the revitalization of the Hotel Del Coronado, but, you know, it is a historical landmark. I'm curious, it must be really important for you and for your team to really preserve the nostalgia and the elegance of this timeless, really storied property with all of its history. How important is that?
It's very important. I mean, our owners and Hilton both want to make sure that we preserve the historic integrity of the Del and also create experiences that is going to bring new customers back for another 100 years.
So something that we want to get into right now is, and again, I know we're pre-recording this interview with you while Mary and I are here enjoying the property. We don't talk about the Kodak moments anymore. I know that probably dates when people hear that, they might be chuckling, but it was a very successful campaign for them. Everything now is the Instagram moment. Everyone's walking around with cameras today, taking hundreds of photos that probably none of us ever are going to look at again. But from the moment you come across that Coronado Bridge and you turn a left onto Orange Avenue and you drive down to Hotel Del Coronado, your entire time here is filled with those either Kodak moments, Instagram moments, whatever you may be. You know, since you've been here coming up on 3 years, what are some of your favorites?
I mean, on property, we have incredible outdoor space. We've programmed some food and beverage outlets and some fun activities for customers around the property. So as you walk around the beach, we own part of the beach. We have a beach shack that is really unique in style that a lot of customers like to take Instagram photos of their drinks or of the restaurant itself. The turret is a famous Instagrammable photo there. But just around the island, I mean, you'll see customers and you'll see residents riding bikes around here. We're a big military island here and big focus where the Navy base is on the the north and the Navy SEAL on the south. So as Navy SEALs are training right in front of our beach, that's a great Instagrammable opportunity as well. So there's just a lot of different options.
You're one of the concierge here we were talking to earlier, and he mentioned the turret. Now, this is probably, if I'm guessing, maybe our seventh time, I think, that we've been here over the years, and we've never done that. And he actually mentioned that to us early this morning, so we're going to make it a point that we do that. By the time people hear this interview, we're going to be able to actually give them firsthand account of it. But the views from up there must be spectacular.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, it's not open to the public. We do private tours up there, but when you get up there, you get a full 360 view of Coronado as well as downtown San Diego and then south down to the border.
So you have haunted tours here at night, too, we saw as well.
We do a lot of tours. We started tours a couple of years ago. So we do legendary tours and we do ghost tours. And I can tell you the ghost tours are the most popular and sold out every night. So
we're doing that this weekend, right, whether you like it or not, Robert. We're doing the ghost tours. All right, so Harold, it'll be almost 3 years.
Yes.
This June that you've been at this property, and you took on a pretty major renovation, restoration, revitalization. What do you think, let's talk about the service and the hospitality, because I think that's a big piece of the spirit of this property and has been for years. Talk to us about the hospitality, and how does a property that's 132 years old continue to deliver for both new and returning guests?
It's all about the team members. You know, we have 1,200 passionate team members here. Half of these team members have been here for 20 or 25 years or more. We just had someone retire yesterday at 56 years, so very tenured
Wow.
staff. And I think the culture here being so iconic and rich in history, our team members continue to come to work each and every day with the passion of the Dell and making sure that every customer has a Dell memory when they leave this place. So it starts with the team members.
And your team members must be excited about all of these new happenings here.
They are. It's unprecedented. And everything that we're doing is going to enhance the experience as well as the product quality. And it's going to give them an ability to really enhance our experience levels here.
Can you talk a little bit about maybe a couple of specifics that you're particularly excited about that will enhance the customer experience here?
Yeah, you know, you talked about earlier bringing back some of the historic elements, and
right.
we're bringing back the porch, which is on our front drive, which over years through renovation got covered, and we're bringing that back. And I think one of the experiences that we're going to activate there is on the arrival process. So if you saw Some Like It Hot, you saw the rocking chairs out on the porch, we're
yes.
going to enhance a really nice arrival experience with those rocking chairs and some nice food and beverage elements. So when people arrive to the Dell, they'll have that Dell experience coming into the lobby.
And talking to some of the shop owners that are here as well, because that also makes this an experience, certainly, for the various shops that are here. It's nice to come back and see some of the same faces again. They've been talking about the commitment to really going back to almost original plans in some respect, and that would be what you're just leading to. How challenging has that been with dealing with the historical landmark status, but at the same point, bringing the property into today's world, but also preparing it for years ahead?
Yeah, I think the community is really excited. You know, that's one area, bringing back the historic elements that have evolved over the years and that have changed and pretty much got lost over the 132 years. We work with a historic architect locally here to make sure that we preserve and we bring back those elements. You know, the laundry building is one area that we're bringing back. It was the original laundry
right.
facility. The ice house, which served
is as... Is that going to be a museum?
That's going to be the museum.
Okay.
And the power plant, which supplied all the power in Coronado, is going to be some cool meeting space as well. So we're bringing all of these elements and these buildings, industrial areas, back to life.
And for somebody who hasn't been here, this is a wooden structure. We were looking at some photos as we were flying out, and you forget that because, I mean, you think what was built here back in 1888, impressive for sure. And the fact that it's bones or wooden, really impressive. But, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about returning guests and new guests and so forth, and you're offering a legacy brick program. So right now we've got people tuned in around the country listening to the show. They may have been here. They have their own Hotel Del Coronado experience. Share with them how they can participate in the legacy brick program if they want to commemorate their own visit or maybe honor a loved one and the memory of them.
Yes. On our website, you'll get some information on the legacy brick. We started this a few months ago as we built the museum, and as we come out of the transformation, we want to connect with our customers. We get a lot of third, fourth generation customers coming back to the Dell, and they want to be part of the Dell. So you can purchase one of the original bricks from the building and engrave your name on it, and we're going to put that in front of the museum as you're walking into the museum, and you can be part of the Dell for the future.
Wonderful idea. All right, Harold, before we wrap today, when Robert and I return again, so we're looking at roughly around end of 2021.
Correct.
For the completion of this. What can you promise us or anyone returning who hasn't been here in a while this is going on? When it's completed, what can you promise we'll find?
You're gonna find a world-class resort. I mean, the Dell has been iconic and rich in history for many years, but this is unprecedented. We're changing the Dell to its own destination. It's going to be its own seaside village with amazing experiences around the resort. Our goal is to make sure that we have Dell memories, as I said earlier, for each and every customer coming to the Dell, and when they leave, they want to come back and their families want to come back.
Okay. We're going to be back and return to this beautiful property, and we really appreciate your time today, Harold. Thank you for showcasing this gorgeous property for us and our listeners.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, since we need to take a quick sponsor's break, I'll share with you where you can get involved in their Legacy Brick program coming up in a few minutes. We call that a tease in this business. So stick around. There's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.